Tagarong, Disc 5.
Chapter 13. Cregus sat exhausted in her big armchair. Her bedroom was teeming with red wallers, plus the tiny mould divan called Derby. He had installed himself on the badger mum's lap and was amusing himself by repeating everything she said. Every other beast was searching, for it stood to reason that if the monocle in the ash tree focused on the room, then there should be something of interest within. Burab opened the corner cupboard as numerous others had done that day. The hare poked his head inside to find Flobus rummaging about busily.
Jolly hungry work, missy. What? Found anything, have you?
The hogmaid brushed dust from her apron and sneezed.
Ka-choo! Only a lot of dust and cobwebs. It'd be nice to know what we're searching for.
Burab whispered secretively to her.
Some ancient map to a secret hoard of crystallized scoff. Probably all sorts of super chuck preserved in lashings of honey.
Sister Alkanet pushed past them both.
Just the sort of senseless idea that only a hare could think up. Let me take a look in there.
This is the sixth time you've searched my room today.
Cregor pleaded wearily, with Derby acting as echo.
Will you please go away and leave me in peace? There's nothing here.
Her, this is 60 time you bees are searching my room. Go away and leave an eye in pieces. There bain't nothing here.
Burab tripped over Drog. Alkanet got locked in the cupboard and an argument broke out between two mice who were stuck beneath the bed. Mira decided that enough was enough.
Stop!
She called sternly.
Stop what you're doing. Be quiet and stand still now.
She was pleasantly surprised when they did. Even the council elders. Mira changed to a reasonable tone.
Friends, please have some respect for your badger mum's feelings. This room has been searched thoroughly several times without success. Leave Cregor in peace now, I beg you. Go about your tasks or leisure time elsewhere. The only creatures who really need to stay are the original searchers.
Cregor smiled as she listened to them filing out in sheepish silence. She waited until the door closed.
Thank you, Mira. That was beautifully done. You were quite firm, and you used a considerable amount of tact.
Thank you, Mir. You were beautiful and done.
Mira placed a paw gently over Derby's mouth.
What will we do about this little terror?
Broggle put on a gruff voice.
Chop off his tail and stick it in his mouth to keep him quiet. I'll take him to Friar Bob's kitchen and we'll make mould soup of him.
Derby scuttled down from the badger's lap, hurling himself on her bed. He began to make snoring noises, then he opened one eye.
Sleeping child, neither. You're my great queen beast and I'll be a sleeping.
Cregor chuckled.
Thank goodness for that.